as a music club right at the beginning days of when SFU opened. So it's around 1965. And only in the 1980s, we had an AM broadcasting, some AM broadcasting to the Shell and Louis Riel houses, which I believe might have been the houses just up here on Burnaby Mountain. And then in 1989, they, CJSF, we applied for an FM broadcasting license, and then we got rejected. So that wasn't too nice. But then over the next decade or so, the station started growing, and there was more tabling events and more awareness about it. And so, and then in 1998, the station, we applied for the FM license again, and then we were actually awarded one of the last broadcast lines in the summer of 2002. So pretty cool story. I actually didn't know that we got rejected for an FM broadcasting license, and I don't know the reason why, but moral of the story that I got was never give up. So that's what I thought for nice. For that.
Yeah, I mean, since then too, CJSF has faced adversity still with just switching our location. We had to move locations a couple years ago, and a lot of organizations did as well. And there originally wasn't going to be space for CJSF anywhere at SFU, with along with SF Perg or Embark as well, which are other environmental societies. Organizations mm-hmm. and like social political organizations. And like we had to fight to get just the space even to continue doing what we're doing here. And that was just recently too.
Yeah, so we face a lot of conflict still with SFU, and same with all the other societies to this day. So we get very, very little funding from SFU.
We don't get, we only get funding from student fees through the SFSS. So mm-hmm. it's not from SFU directly.
But that also includes all the other societies mm-hmm. as well, so not just the radio here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, very minimal amount. So things like Fund Drive, having this once a year, is so critical for our station being able to continue running and maintaining. So once again, just call or text donate to 778-782-2573, or also go to cjsffunddrive.ca, because every little bit counts. We always would like anything like over $35 would be amazing, just because of taxing reasons. But anything you can do to help would be so critical to us as a station to continue running and serve the community and to people like you. So, yeah. And also, thank you for listening again. But yeah, that's a little bit more about the history. And we also weren't called CJSF. Originally, we went through multiple name changes, which I thought was kind of interesting, because we went from CSFU, and then we went to CKSF, and then we went to CJIV, and now we're CJSF. And so I might ask the station manager, Magnus, about these name changes, because I'm kind of confused what these other letters were supposed to be. CJSF
is
the coolest.
The coolest one.
I think that is definitely the coolest. And also maybe one of the coolest in the Lower Mainland, but I think I'm just a little biased here.
But yeah, I think donating to CJSF would help us out a lot, because it is hard being a community, grassroots, nonprofit organization here. And I also, there are a lot of connections that we have with other organizations that are grassroots, community-based, and it just brings issues that are actually facing the community to the forefront, things that real people are actually talking about and caring about. And part of the reason that I say that is because I learned that during my summer job here at CJSF. I was a programming assistant, and a lot of my job was to create Pride programming for the summer, which is also a thing you might not see in mainstream media as much. And I would do interviews with, you know, local artists or other organizations. And, you know, like you're going to, like, yeah, it's hard being a grassroots organization out here. I know when I interviewed Paulette Petra from Two Spirits in Motion Society, like, I learned so much from her, and they also struggle with budgeting and funding. So I think it is kind of just an issue because we are community-based, and yeah, we're nonprofit, yeah. And it's hard to make that stretch when we have so many volunteers and staff members, and we want to build a new broadcasting tower as well to reach more people in the Lower Mainland. So that's a big thing that we would love to achieve as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but we need to.
And for a nonprofit too, like, even though it is a nonprofit, all the staff here and all the volunteers work really hard. They're always in, always working and getting things done, and projects are always out, and there's always things to do. But I just really appreciate all their hard efforts for keeping the station going and also helping all these new people learn about the radio. And I appreciate that so much as well, just from being a part of the community.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So if you support the radio, you should donate.
Yes.
fcjsf.ca/donate or
volunteer too.
Or volunteer. We would
come
love
volunteer. We'd love
for you to volunteer. Or yeah, call or text donate to 778-782-2573. I know when I listen to CJSF in the car, that's always the first station I go to. Obviously, okay, yeah, there is some bias there, but thinking about the kind of music that we play, like, you know, a real person selected that who has specific interests. It's not just based on, you know, the Billboard Top 100, what's most popular right now. Like,
mm-hmm.
there are a lot of different kinds of music to discover and listen to. And the people talking on the radio, you know that they have a completely unique perspective apart from other stations.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah. And everyone is personally so passionate about their shows and all their interests. There's a new show, and it's called One Order 6 o'clock Blitz, and it's a complete rap show with
mostly
hip hop. And there's three hosts, and I've never would have heard a show like that anywhere else other than.
And it's so good.
It's so good. You should go take a listen as well, because it's honestly really fun to listen to.
Yeah, because each show has pretty much complete creative freedom with how they want to structure their show, mostly what they want to play, what they want to talk about. So every show is so different. And then having that freedom is just, you can tell when people are doing their shows that they're really actually passionate about what they're talking about and think it's important.
And interviewing community artists as well, and things and people that are directly with us. And I think it's honestly so beautifully human.
It's so beautiful.
It makes my heart so warm just thinking about that, because I feel like in today's society we're getting a little
disconnected,
and we need to just connect more as a community, because it will lead always to more happiness. And that's honestly, I think that's our purpose in life, is just to be happy and spend time with good people. And being in a part of a community is something that definitely contributes to that.
Mm-hmm. And just creating change as well is something that we can do as a community, because we, as the people, do have power to create change when we see injustice or issues within our own community, which is another big thing that CJSF does address and talk about. So please, yeah, donate to us.
Donate.
Like, this is, we can talk about it for so long, but it is just something that is so special and so nice to have in the community as a safe space for everyone, and everyone is welcome. And yeah, there's not really any limitations on what we can't or can't talk about. Obviously, there's some things that are inappropriate, but other than that, like, yeah, you're just really hearing people being authentic and being themselves. So,
like, we make mistakes still. Sometimes we play songs too quickly, and then some other shows, they have small slip-ups too. But yeah, you know that it's a real person behind here, not just like a robot with pre programmed music.
Mm-hmm. And no ads, too. That's another good reason to donate.
No ads.
CJSF.ca/donate again.
778-782-2573. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's honestly amazing place. I'm definitely going to remember this my whole life in university. I'll just remember back in my days in university and being a part of the radio station. I know that I will just feel so happy and nostalgic about. So.
And you too, the listener. I'm sure there's been, if you are a listener of CJSF pretty consistently or even once or twice, you hear things that make you think. You hear things that you change your perspective on something or raises a concern about something that you care about, or maybe you heard the radio and want to get involved through there. Like, there's so many different ways as a listener that this radio does impact you and does support you and make you feel heard or seen or listened to in some way.
You keep us alive.
Yeah, you do.
Keep us alive.
So on that note, I think we have been just talking so much about how we love the radio.
Oh, yeah.
So we might need to go to a song. But just to wrap up, it is a fun drive. We need your donations as part of our yearly budget. It would be great to get that funding to do the things that we need to do to keep the station running and keep the station active in the community. So, yeah. CJSF.ca/donate 778-782-2573. You can call or text that number, donate.
Yes. And moving forward, we're going to do one more song. So I'm actually going to skip that other Sean Beaver song because I feel like maybe a little electronic'd out today. So we're going to do.
Yeah, this is a really nice song coming up. It's called Early Bird by Bad Bodies. They're from Saskatchewan, I think. And I really enjoyed this whole album. Or EP it might be. Either way.
Yeah.
EP. It's good.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
From your view. You can be radio's best friend by becoming a CJSF donator and making a contribution now at cjsffunddrive.ca or by texting donate to 778-782-2573. Be radio's best friend today.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. You're tuning into Slumber Party. My name is DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco. We did that intro pretty quickly over here.
We are feeling ready to go. The song that you heard right before that Fun Drive promo was Crybaby by Destroy Boys. I saw them over the weekend. They came to the Hollywood Theater. I went with my sister. They were really good. They had a song where it was just like, if you ever feel angry, this song is for you. And then all of these young women and girls came to the mosh pit and we were just moshing and it felt so good. I told DJ Coco this, but there was a tomato crowd surfing at one point. And
so cool.
I just like that band. Good song. Anyways, it's Fun Drive. So
Fun Drive!
We are coming to the end of our program here. So we just want to hit it home before we hand over the baton to Revolution Rock.
And then the baton to Bitcoover with our music coordinator, Connor. So stick around for that as well.
Mm-hmm. So, Fun Drive. You can donate to the station. You should actually donate to the station.
Please donate.
At cjsf.ca/donate. Call or text us at 778-782-2573 with the word donate, all caps.
We appreciate anything. Any helping hand is greatly appreciated. We love all of you out there. We love you listening and to support our community and our community, little community radio station. So it's just because of people like you that who are listeners like you that keep us alive and keep us running here. So thank you. Thank you so much as well. But
And just another thing about our show Slumber Party that we try to do every week is play mostly female artists, represent all of the amazing female artists out there. DJ Coco has a statistic.
I have the statistic. So it is found that actually in the music industry, it's not equal at all. I actually thought it was more equal that there'd be more women artists, but the actual statistic is that there's 3.5 male artists to every one female artist. And that is definitely not equality over here for women in music. And so our show, we want to highlight that and we really want to bring out some more female artists. And especially we like playing young woman, old woman, does not matter, but as long as they're woman, we'd love to just encourage more women to go into music and we can be able to play them. So
yeah, for sure. And I think that also speaks to the greater message within CJSF is just having this ability to represent people who are underrepresented or, you know, don't have an equal representation in the media. So that's just another reason why CJSF is so great, and I can't even stress it enough how amazing it is. And you as a listener must know as well, just through listening to however many programs you've listened to or what you've learned or anything like that as well. It's just great, guys. I don't even know what to say anymore. Like,
we've hit all the bullets we'd like to say today, but just one more time. You can call or text donate to 778-782-2573. And you can also find it on the CJSF website under Fun Drive.
And when you do donate, your money will go to things like we currently have a journalism initiative right now. So we have an in-house journalist for CJSF and we have work studies. We have interns that will help with our music library. And as I mentioned before, we want a new broadcast tower and we do need like a lot of tech upgrades. We are working on some slightly outdated equipment. So that would be so needed. Yeah, and
pretty outdated.
Yeah, and just running the station, paying our staff, your donation will go directly to the station, and you can securely donate through cjsf.ca/donate. And yeah, mm-hmm. You're just giving back to the community, and that's something that is very important. I know we talk about capitalism a lot on our show, and this is kind of a form of resistance against getting, I mean, we already are in hyper-capitalism pretty much, but, you know, just grounding ourselves back in what is really important, and that is human connection and care, which is what the station really represents to me, at least.
Mm-hmm. So, anyways, I think that's the end. End of us.
That's the end of our Fun Drive show. It's our first one. So
it's our first Fun Drive. So mm-hmm. We were so excited for our first Fun Drive. We've never done fundraising, either of us, before. So this was really fun on our end to talk about our experiences here. And yeah, I love the station here. I just love it. And so I hope that you listeners out there love our show and all the other shows that we all work so hard and are passionate to get out to you. So.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Please donate.
Please donate.
And the next song is One Day Clear by Body Wash, which is one of the first songs that I heard from the station. Ooh. I may have shed a tear or two when I've been listening to it in the past. Aww, so maybe you will too.
Okay, well, anyway, we'll be back next Tuesday for 6 to 7. So, yeah, here's One Day Clear by Body Wash.
Bye.
See you next week. Bye. See you next week.
guys next week, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.